Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
What characteristics should we be looking for when trying to figure out what kind of bird we're seeing? Some things to focus on are size, color, shape, and what the beak looks like. Why is the beak an important identifier? Well, it's because the beak or bill determines how and what the bird eats. And that goes a long way toward knowing what the bird itself is. The size and shape of the beak defines the bird and should be one of the first things we notice when identifying them. Birds are the only animals with beaks and not teeth, but millions of years ago, the first birds did have teeth. However, evolution of flight required them to abandon these heavy teeth, resulting in beaks to do the needed work. Unlike your teeth, beaks are covered with skin. This skin produces a substance called keratin, the same material feathers, hair, and fingernails are made of. The keratin produced by a bird's beak will dry and condense to make the bill hard and durable. The dried keratin also gives the beak a glossy appearance. As the keratin wears down, it's replaced so the beak will remain sharp.
The upper part of the beak, called the upper mandible, is rigidly attached to the head. The lower mandible moves with muscle movement to open and close the beak. Watch birds closely sometime and you'll see this motion. The primary use of the beak is to gather and capture food. However, since birds have no hands, the beak is used to build nests, defend themselves and their nestlings, drink, feed their young, and preen themselves. In some species, the beak is also used to attract mates. Here are some different examples of beaks and how birds use them. Raptors have sharp, hooked beaks that are used to pierce prey, pull off fur, tear away skin, pluck out feathers, and tear prey into bite-sized chunks for swallowing. They also have a unique, tooth-like tool tucked inside their upper mandible. It's triangular and is called a tamilla. The tamilla helps the raptor kill its prey by cutting its spinal cord.
Cracking beaks are on birds like cardinals, grosbeaks, finches, and sparrows. These beaks are short and bulky, stronger looking than other beaks. The edges of the lower mandible fit into grooves in the upper mandible, enabling the bird to crack open seeds and, using the tongue, extract the contents. The large beaks of the cardinals are able to break large seeds, while the smaller sparrows must confine themselves to cracking smaller seeds. Sipping birds, like hummingbirds, have long, narrow beaks that enable them to probe into long flower blossoms and extract the nectar. But they don't do it by sipping. These beaks are a sheath for a very long tongue, usually with minute hairs on it, that can shoot out and capture the sweet beads of moisture. Hummingbird beaks also have a special adaptation that enables them to open their beaks wide to capture their source of protein, mosquitoes and insects.
Drilling birds, like woodpeckers, have long, sturdy, narrow beaks for drilling into and tearing apart wood to capture insects. This works in conjunction with other adaptations, like protection of the brain and eyes, along with a long barbed tongue to snare grubs and insects from inside the tree. There are many other specialized beaks for picking, probing, scooping, straining, and grabbing, each meriting a study in itself. For most of us, though, knowing about this wonderful variety of beaks can help us identify and learn about what the bird is, what it eats, and how it lives. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.